بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا فقها وعلما في الدين. اللهم أمين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, young and elders, this is the sixth class or halaqa from the stories of the prophets. And tonight we are going to learn a great lesson from the story of Adam alayhi salam. It has to do with an ayah that Shaitan did all that trick to make Adam and his wife eat from the tree, to make them precisely do what he wanted them to do. And that thing is mentioned in the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِي. Shaitan made waswasa. He whispered to them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِي what? لِيُبْدِيَ لَهُمَا مَا وُورِيَ عَنْهُمَا مِنْ سَوْآتِهِمَا. So it will appear to them what was hidden to them from their sawa. And the word sawa could be translated as private things, not private parts only. Private things, which means all the things that the insan dislikes that other people look at. It's our privacy. The private parts are part of that. But the word sawa has to do with much more than just the private parts. And we will give the other ayah that explains why the ulama are saying that the sawa means private things, private parts, plus anything that disgraces or humiliates the human being. So let us start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the advice in His book. Ya bani Adam, la yaftinannakum ash-shaytan. O sons of Adam, do not allow shaytan to make fitna to you. Make you fall in the trap. Kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannah. Just like He made your parents, Adam and his wife, to come out of Jannah. يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا. Taken out their libas, their clothing. What type of clothing? The Quran will explain that we have two types of clothing, and that these two types of clothing were brought down by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought these two types of clothing down for us because they are very, very important. Why did he do that? Why did Shaitan do that? Why did he plan all that? لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا. So they can start seeing each other's سَوْآ, privacies, the things that humiliates the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a very beautiful ayah, and every ayah in the Quran is beautiful. يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَلِبَاسُ تَقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. O sons of Adam, certainly we have brought down for you clothing to cover your privacies and rish. What does the word rish mean? Feather, right? Feather. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the same ayah. But the clothing of taqwa, that is much better. So how many types of clothing we have? Two types. One covers the private parts in our bodies. And the other one is taqwa that will cover anything that will make us appear small, will humiliate us, will disgrace us, and that is precisely what shaitan wants. Now let's take a look at this ayah. Ya bani Adam, qad anzalna alaykum libasa yuwari sawatikum wa risha. O sons of Adam, we have brought down for you clothing that covers your private parts, your privacies, and feathers. What is the purpose of clothing? Just think about it logically. What is the purpose of clothing? Well, it protects us from the heat, it protects us from the cold, and it covers our privacies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the risha, feathers. What is the rish? What is it used for? Well, this is a metaphor in the language of the Arab. You know, who understands the slang saying when people say, he is mrayish? Who understands that? Huh? Brothers, what does it mean? He is rich. We say he is mrayish, comes from the word rich. Rish means the person is rich. Why is that? Because this metaphor means that he is covered in his privacies with the normal clothing and he has many, many additional accessories. So rish means accessories. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that out of his ni'mah, out of his bounty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down the clothing to cover our privacies, and also he has given us the means to look even more beautiful. You know, if you take a bird, the birds are having, they have feathers, right? Their bodies is covered with feathers. So the feather in the bird protects it, gives it beautiful colors, and makes it what? Fly, go up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us that this idea of clothing is very, very important, that after Adam and Eve ate from the tree, and that special clothing that they were given in Jannah could not be put again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the clothing that we know so they can cover their privacies. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. But the clothing of taqwa, that is much better. What does that mean? That just like we need to hide and make sitr and cover our private parts, likewise, insan has a side in his nafs that shaitan is working on constantly to bring out that will humiliate us, that will make us look small, that will take us away from the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give us. And the only clothing that will cover that and will make us look much, much beautiful is the clothing of taqwa. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. So we are bodies and nafs. The body has its clothing and the nafs has its clothing. And this ayah explains this very beautifully. Now let's talk about the clothing for the body. The prerequisites of the clothing of the body in Islam, أن لا يصف ولا يشف وأن يستر العورة وأن لا يكون لباس شهرة وأن لا يكون فيه تشبه الرجال بالنساء أو النساء بالرجال وأن لا يشبه لباس الكافرين الذي يعرفون به. These are the prerequisites of the clothing in Islam. Number one, that it does not describe the body. لا يصف. What does that mean? It's not tight. Because when the clothing is tight, it will describe the body. Number two, la yashif. It's not transparent. Because if it is transparent, then you can see through it. Number three, to cover the awrah. And the awrah for the ladies is all the body except the face and the hands. And the awrah for men is from the belly to the knees. This is the minimum awrah for men. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to cover more than that, especially in salah. We have to cover the shoulders. Number four, أن لا يكون لباس شهرة. That is not clothing used to show off. Here is a hadith from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من لبس ثوب شهرة في الدنيا ألبسه الله ثوب مذلة يوم القيامة. Whosoever wears clothing to show off, Allah will make him wear clothing of humility the day of judgment. This hadith was narrated by Imam Abu Dawood, An-Nisa'i, Ibn Majah, wa Ahmad, and Sheikh Albani and Sheikh Arnaout said this is hadith Hassan. So it is very important that when we wear the clothing, we wear them. Alhamdulillah, there's no harm in wearing good clothing. But in our hearts, we should not feel, you know, that we want to show off. Number five, ليس فيه تشبه. It's not used to mimic others, especially men wearing the clothing of women, and women wearing the clothing of men. That's one type of mimicking. There is another type of mimicking, which is to wear clothing that the non-Muslims are described by. And the ulama mean by this a type of clothing that when you see, you will know that this is the clothing of non-Muslims. For example, the religious clothing of other religions, especially these type of clothing. Okay, now I must give a special word to my sisters, to the brothers, but especially the sisters. We have seen lately some sisters, mashallah, they're trying to wear their hijab. But we have seen that, mashallah, they have, you know, big thing around the head and other parts of the body, you know, it's tight. So I'm not going to go into details in this point, just a quick reminder. If you examine the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used in the Quran to describe the clothing of the ladies, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses different words when he refers to the head and the hair, this area of the chest and the area of the hip. So let me give you an example. If somebody tells you, make sure you put a scarf on your head. But when it comes to the area of the chest, make sure you tie that up. But when it comes to the area of the hips, make sure you double that and tie it up. So which one is more strict? Obviously, the language is clear. So this is an example to illustrate how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the ladies when it comes to their hijab. He talks about covering the hair. And that is important. But when it comes to this area of the chest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses words that are much more strict. And when it comes to the area of the hips, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses even more strict words. So we have seen that some sisters, you know, mashallah, they have so many things here wrapping around the head, but the other areas are not covered according to the Quran. So this is a humble message to my sisters to take care of that. Now, I used to get questions from the sisters. They say, Sheikh, look now, let's talk seriously. Some of the sisters used to send written questions. I do tahajjud, and I fast nafil, but I don't wear the hijab. What do you think of that? So if you have a question like that, what do you think? MashaAllah, the sister is doing good. She's doing tahajjud. She fasts nafil. She reads the Quran, and the list goes on and on and on. But finally she says, but I'm not wearing my hijab. So my answer was, inshallah, I will make dua for you, because mashallah, you are bringing half of the hijab. The hijab in Islam, as we read in the ayah, consists of two main parts. The first one has to do with the body, and the second one has to do with the heart. So this sister, mashallah, she is doing great on the part of the heart, but now she has to complete the other part that has to do with the body. And that's why some of the sisters are just the opposite. Their hijab, mashallah, is up to perfect standard, but they have to work on their heart. So the true hijab for men and women, which means the things that we have to cover consist of two parts. The part of the body and the part of the heart. So here it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The clothing of taqwa, that is the best clothing. That is what will beautify us in this earth and when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the bottom line, the point here is that our true beauty will come out when we work on our taqwa. That taqwa will beautify our good actions and will hide the areas that shaitan is trying to bring out, which will humiliate us and make us look small in this life and the hereafter. Let me give you a great hadith, and all the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ are great. Rasulullah ﷺ saw in his dreams clothing, long clothing, and he interpreted that dream for the Sahaba. Anyone knows what was the interpretation of the Prophet seeing long garments and clothing in his dreams? Anybody remembers? Anybody knows? Okay, let's go to the hadith. This hadith is through Hadrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul بينما أنا نائم رأيت الناس عرضوا علي وعليهم قمص. The Prophet ﷺ said, while I was asleep, I saw people, you know, passing by me, and they have shirts on them. فمنها ما يبلغ الثدي. Some shirts are just covering barely the area of the chest. ومنهم ما دون ذلك. And others have longer and longer and longer. ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعرض علي عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه. وعرض علي عمر بن الخطاب. Then عمر بن الخطاب passed by. وعليه قميص نجتره. He had a shirt that he is dragging behind him, so long that Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, you know, he's dragging that shirt behind him. فقالوا بما أولته يا رسول الله. So the Sahaba asked, what did you interpret this, ya Rasulullah? فقال الدين. He said, The shirt is symbolic of ad-deen, of iman, of taqwa. So when shaitan convinced Adam and Eve to eat from the tree, they made them see things that they have not seen before in their bodies, but also he made them feel, you know, their iman going less and less and less. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. So when Rasulullah saw a long garment, clothing in Islam means what? Means deen, means iman. And I would like, inshallah, to close with two ahadith. The first one has to do with when we see mistakes of others, shortcoming of others, what should we do? Well, let's read these beautiful ahadith narrated by Imam Bukhari and Muslim. And the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. Whosoever makes sitar, covers the mistakes, the shortcomings of another Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover his mistakes at the last day of judgment. And do you remember the hadith of ghuslul mayyit, washing the body of the dead? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ghassala musliman fakatama alayhi, ghafarallahu lahu 40 marra. Whosoever washes the body of a Muslim, a dead Muslim, and if he sees any ahwal, he covers, Allah will give him 40 times maghfirah, 40 times pardoning. وَمَنْ كَفَّنَ مُسْلِمًا, and whosoever gives kafan to a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَلْبَسَهُ مِنْ سُنْدُسِ وَإِسْتَبْرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will clothe that person from the sundus and the istabrak of Jannah, the clothing mentioned in the Quran. وَمَنْ قَبَرَ مُسْلِمًا فَأَجَنَّهُ فِيهِ, and whosoever digs a qabr, a grave for a Muslim, and hides his body in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them أَجْرَهُ كَأَنَّهُ أَسْكَنَهُ فِيهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the reward like he has given him a house until the last day of judgment. Which means that cemetery is a sadaqah jariyah until yawmul qiyamah. Cemetery is a sadaqah jariyah until yawmul qiyamah. The last hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard from some people in the society. Some ulama believe that these were hypocrites. You know, the hypocrites in the Medina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They started to talk about the mistakes and faults and shortcomings of other Muslims. وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أَخْرَجَهُ الْإِمَامُ أَبُو دَاوُودُ وَحَسَّنَهُ الشَّيْخُ الْأَلْبَنِي. And the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khatab al-muslimina faqal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made khutbah. And he said, Ya ma'shara man amana bilisanihi wa lam yadkhul al-imanu fi qalbih. Oh you, he's talking to those people, the hypocrites. Oh you, that you believed by the tongue, but true iman has not entered your hearts. La taghtabu al-muslimin. Do not backbite the Muslims. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا عَوْرَاتِهِمْ, and do not follow their shortcomings and mistakes. فَإِنَّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ عَوْرَاتِهِمْ, because whosoever follows the faults and the shortcomings of Muslims, تَتَّبَّعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ, Allah himself will follow his mistakes. Allah himself will follow his faults. وَمَنْ تَتَّبَّعَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَفْضَحُ فِي بَيْتِهِ, and whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows his faults and mistakes will make a scandal and disgrace him inside his house. So my dear respected brothers, young and elders, respected sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the symbolic story of Adam and Eve, that shaitan is constantly trying to bring us out of the clothing of Iman, the clothing of Sitr. And inshallah, we should follow these instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember the most lesson in today's lecture. That libasu taqwa, thalika khayr. The clothing of taqwa, that is the best clothing. Meaning that deen, iman, taqwa will bring our beauty and will cover anything that shaitan is trying to bring out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to comprehend, understand, apply in our lives and spread the word. Wa jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.